T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Kind of nice to get up for those of us lucky enough to only work a couple days this week and then have a little bit extra time off with the family, and hopefully you have family coming in town and can enjoy yourself with a lot of food and a lot to be thankful for sure. No question about that. Man, I got some extra to be thankful for, though, right now. It's Miami Dolphins at 7-3. And having a bye week, perfect time, and knowing that you couldn't handpick somebody better to play this Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium than the Texans, who are 1-8-1.
Whew, gosh.
They lost 23-10 yesterday to Washington, and they're bad. They're bad. They got. I mean, listen, everybody's got good players, and if you get sloppy, you know, but you need to take care of this team. You need to get after them. That team right now is thinking more about getting a first pick than right. They are anything else. I don't know how many draft picks. I don't know what they have, but they are definitely thinking right now
who their future quarterback is.
Probably, yeah. The Stanford thing. Right. I don't know right. If that's the answer or not, but man, it's a great situation. And you can't look ahead. You can't worry about the West Coast because we are going for almost 2 weeks to California. Leave a little bit early for San Francisco, who's got a good team. We'll find out more about them tonight. Always love games when you know you're going to be playing that team within the next couple of weeks. So the 49ers play tonight. And then you go down and play the Chargers, who lost a tough one yesterday, man. Had the lead with under 2 minutes left. Had a 4-point lead. So they knew the field goal. Field goal wouldn't kill him. Mahomes took him right down and just killed him. Somebody has got to explain. Like, if I'm the head coach, who, by the way, I don't know how good a coach he is to start with, but first thing I'm doing after that game is I'm calling in my coordinator and I'm saying, can I just ask you a question? And I know Mahomes is great and we left him too much time and just adds to the resume of what Patrick Mahomes has done. But we leave the best pass-receiving tight end in the game, one of the best of all time, I don't think the best, but one of the best of all time, one-on-one. What are we thinking when they don't have any true number ones and their only real number one is that tight end and we match up one-on-one with him? I mean, those touchdowns, those weren't some freakish play where he spun off a couple of guys. He just ran across the middle, caught the ball, and turned up. And the guy's a step or two behind him.
I don't understand how you can let a guy like that not be double covered in all those
situations. You got to be clamping on him inside and outside. You got to decide, look, it. Anybody else can beat us, but we cannot let Kelce beat us from the top. He goes for a hat trick. And if you see the highlights and you couldn't stay up and watch it last night because I fell asleep, I had no shot. The highlights today, his touchdowns are too easy. They're one-on-one. And like, hey, he's pretty good. You might want to keep an eye on him. He is going to be all pro again this year.
He's done it twice this year where he's had games of 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So, anyway, that's a weird one. And, of course, the strangest one is a punt return to lose. On top of all the problems the Jets have, I'm sure they're not blaming their special teams today, although it's terrible for special teams. All you got to do is go down and make a tackle. But you have no offense. No offense. 103 yards, six first downs in the game. Zach Wilson was 9 for 22 for 77 yards. What do you think Fan Radio and the rest of them are talking about this morning?
I'm actually glad that you said that because somebody texted in and said, good morning, guys. Sorry, Joe, I cheated on you guys this morning. I had to listen to the Boomer Esiason show on FAN here in New York for a couple minutes just to hear them complain. They are calling for White to play to see what he has and said the Jets could always go back to Wilson, but right now it's not working, so try something different. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. But that is what's going on right now on FAN Radio.
So the only problem with it, same conversation we've had in every other NFL city has, high pick. You start playing with him, now you go healthy, go ahead and bench him. And you play the next guy, White's, of course, from down here in South Florida. Can you go to him and then go back? Second overall pick, and he's a cocky son of a gun.
Okay.
I mean, you start banging your mom's best friend. You got a little something to it.
Another level.
Swag, baby.
So anyway, there was no reason for me to make that comment out of nowhere.
No, but I liked it.
There was no reason to make that.
But can you do that, Joe?
No.
Can you bench and put in Mike White right now, and then if Mike White struggles in a game or two, just go, we're going to go back to Zach Wilson? He's a number two pick overall in a draft compared to Mike White.
It'd be an interesting conversation with the general manager and the owner. That would be you start doing that where you don't like the guy that you just drafted. Hey, by the way, there's a lot of people in New England, even though the numbers weren't that bad yesterday from Jones, there's a lot of people tired of him just sitting there like a statue in the pocket
right.
and holding on to the friggin' ball and getting sacked.
That love affair is over, too.
I'd rather him take the sack than turn the ball over.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, Vlad, if you watch that game, Zach Wilson, and I forgot you're a big Jets fan, Zach should have had about two or three picks.
Yep.
I mean, he hit the safety in the middle of the field. He overthrew a safety so bad, it hit the guy in the number. I don't know how he didn't catch it.
You say that he likes, you know, having relations with.
Well, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
I apologize, McCourty. I apologize.
He's trying to throw the ball to McCourty all the time. He's always every game.
McCourty's always the guy.
McCourty, I swear, it's like, hey, is McCourty part of the Jets? When did he become part of the Jets, right. Zach?
I don't know, but he's playing center field, and that ball, he realizes
for it.
Nobody's around.
Right. Shagging flies.
Right.
Safety, it goes over the tight end's head by about 10 yards.
And I don't want to hear nothing about win. Mac Jones has to play in the win. Everybody has to play in
the win.
No.
That's a bad excuse at the end of the game.
No.
Yeah.
Especially when you play in the Northeast for a living.
Right.
Hey, listen, kid, guess what? Belichick beats you up all the time. You struggle against him. You got to take the L. I appreciate what you said, Joe, is exactly right. When you play like crap like that, you take that L. And you could see it right now that the teammates are starting to get a little tired of him. They're getting a little tired of the baby. They baby him. They're always finding a way. They make an excuse for him. Now, he's got to take this L. He's got to eat it.
Here's the other problem you have. When one side of the football is better than the other
side. So much better. All right.
You find out because those guys go, man, we can't play much better than we just did. We just gave up a field goal and lost the game. We went to New England and gave up one field goal.
Ugh.
I mean, they should have had a couple more, but the guy missed. One field goal, and we lose?
Yeah, it's tough.
Coach. So they have those meetings when defensive coordinator gets together and says, hey, guys, we got a lot of things we still need to work on. And
Quinn and Williams
and those guys stand them and go, really? Coach, are you serious? Are you really going to nitpick this thing when our offense can't score a friggin' touchdown? Or can't kick two field goals? Or why don't you go talk to special teams? They're right down the hall there, the special teams coach. For that that little wall they set up down there that got us completely blocked in.
They had 2 yards in the second half.
It was bad.
That's epically bad. That's not just bad. That's epically bad. And when the locker room starts imploding, like you said.
Oh, no. There is no question in my mind. They want White to be the quarterback.
I'm sure. I can
because
imagine.
Because I think they're getting tired of this kid, Zach. He's a good-looking kid, and, you know, you've seen his family. He's got good-looking parents,
right.
And, you know, the mother's a hottie herself. I can say as an old guy, She's still young to me. Mm-hmm. But I just – and the kid, he hadn't learned to take responsibility. Now he went a little too Joe Namath. I thought that stuff would work. But when you're hitting the other guys on the other team, I agree. There's going to be guys, captains. I don't know if Saul is going to have captains come up to him or not. But, like, they're going to be saying, hey, White needs to play. He's done it for us before. We need him, man. Why are we wasting all this good play?
Time out. He hasn't done it before. Let's calm down.
He's had some big games.
He's only had two games. Okay?
Well, that's all he needs. Maybe that's
stop,
it.
Stop. Now, for all the ripping that I'm doing for my team, okay, and you Dolphins guy, let me have it. You're on top of the – you're on top. You got an MVP candidate as your quarterback.
Listen,
we've been
where you've been
right.
So recently.
So, no. But here's the thing, though, Joe. Jets fans, don't talk like you had expectations this season. Because no matter what, we're still 6-4. Nobody expected us to be 6-4.
No, you're right. That's true also.
So, therefore, yes, he still has 7 games. So, before everybody starts going crazy and saying all of this, oh, no. Nobody expectations for the Jets. So, every week and every win leads to more expectations. Same way with your Dolphins. The more the Dolphins win, the more expectations they're going to have. Right?
No question.
So that's what
everybody's got their power rankings and sees them, and you're listening to your favorite guy, and today, oh, I'm all in on this Dolphin. I heard it from the CBS guys in the pregame show, and Phil Sims and all those guys doing their power rankings, and where you like this team, and hey, you know this, and all I know is you couldn't have handpicked coming out of your bye week a better team to play than a 1-8-1 Texans team. Let's be honest. There's people in that organization right now, not the players, that are going, let's make sure we keep this first overall pick. Let's make sure we keep this first overall right. pick.
They don't want to win any more games.
Don't we have? They have Cleveland's first pick too, right?
do they
have Cleveland?
Oh, I think they do, yeah.
Cleveland, keep losing, man.
Right. Right now, Houston gets the number 1 and number 7 pick.
By the way, teams like Houston, Detroit, Joe, and Zach, how about that? You trade away, get first round picks from the Rams and the Browns, and guess what? The teams are doing bad, so those picks are going to be high picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what that's like too down here.
I hope we never have to know about it again,
right,
man.
Right.
There's no worse conversation than what the Texans are doing right now, and that is talking about all the great picks we have this upcoming year and talking about the teams that we traded with that are really playing crappy so we can get higher picks. I never, ever want to go through that again. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. I don't think they'll make a change, but Saul is a former defensive coordinator.
It's got to be frustrating for
and
him.
His guys right. cannot play. This Jets defense is about as good a defense, and it's young. And they flat out, I don't know where they are in sacks. They got to be right there at top of the league. They are. They just flat
top
out
five.
Get after
Joe, I could have handed the ball off to you. You could have got 10 yards. That's the entire offense in
yeah.
the second half of the Jets.
No, it's not good. You got to be able to throw. And listen, that kid's got plenty of arm. The kid coming out of BYU had one of the best arms. I don't know. You remember that workout where he ran one way and threw it back the other?
Right. It doesn't matter, Joe. He's
but
not
he's
accurate.
Got a. I know, but he's got an arm, so I don't want to hear about weather.
I don't care about arm.
I don't want to hear about limited arm because of weather. It's like field goal kickers in the cold. Well, you got to adjust. Yeah. Those guys are the best kickers in the game. You got to adjust. If the wind's blowing one way, start it left to right a little bit. You can do it because that's all you do for a living is practice those kicks. Right now, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You guys got me all fired up this morning just talking about the AFC East. But one thing I like more than the AFC East is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. The price and cost of everything is going through the roof because of inflation. And we know interest rates are continuing to rise. That means now is the time to have your money and equity work for you. And I just want to let you know, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, have an equity line of credit or credit card debt, your rates will go up and cost you thousands unless you lock in your low rate today with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I got some more news. The economy is hitting your family hard right now, and it's putting you upside down a little bit. Let's get you going again. And if you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage. A lot of people in their 60s are doing this right now. Get the equity out of your home. You stay in your home. Find out about all the benefits and how quickly Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can do the reverse mortgage, because that's what he does, man. That's one of his many specialties for you. Even if you don't have great credit or you have a hard time proving your income, don't lose hope. Michael just rolled out his new income verification program that is an absolute home run. Best of all, he doesn't work banker's hours. Nah, he didn't. He's not just getting ready to like leave the house in about the next hour or so. Nah, he's working. He works from that house. I'm going to give you a cell phone number, and he's going to work his butt off for you 7 days a week. Here's the cell phone number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. It's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gets away a line drive, end over end kick, drives Jones back to his own 16-yard line. Returnable runs right to the 20, gets up the sideline to the 30, he's to the 40, cuts it back to the 50, he's loose to the 40, at the jet 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Unbelievable! 5 seconds to go! And the Jets are going to lose this game on one final special teams play that the Patriots take to the house.
Stab left, granted right, down the sideline, to the 40, to the 50, to the left, left of the 45, beats the punter to the 35-30. Marcus Jones down the middle to the 10, into the end zone.
Touchdown!
No flag! Touchdown, Patriots!
Music to my ears on a Dolphins Monday, brought to you by Gunther Motors. Got to get to Gunther Volkswagen to get behind the wheel of a new Volkswagen SUV in Fort Lauderdale, Coconut Creek, and Delray Beach. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther Volkswagen.
Man, that sounded good right there, didn't it? That was nice to hear.
Music to my ears.
Nice to hear yesterday, man.
Thank you to the New England Radio Network and the Jets Radio Network.
What a finish. What a crazy finish. I was saying, all right, this game's going to overtime. Both teams struggling. Once you stop their run, they're both dead in the passing game. What happened to Mac Jones?
I don't know.
He's a statue back
right
there.
Right, I don't know.
He just, like, hurry up and get here. And that Jets pass rush, God bless that thing. That thing is big time. They are really good. And so I'm like, okay, who's going to kick a field goal? And do the Patriots? Their guy, Folk, missed a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the old Jets field goal kicker, too. I think he's been on both teams. So it was like, oh, man. And never happened, because Belichick set up a friggin' kick. And I'm sure he wasn't thinking about we'll take it to the house, but he's thinking about I might get a chance to kick a field goal here before we go to overtime and see what happens, where anything can happen. But, yeah, that
was
so crazy.
I totally thought it was going to be a tie, by the way. I thought that it was going to go 3-3 in overtime.
It could have been.
Missed field goals in overtime and then just ended in a tie.
You know what?
That's the way
it was
looking.
If the field position didn't one way or the other get pushed a little bit because of special teams, there's a good chance that thing is 3-3 through overtime. You are right on the money that thing was going to be 3-3 and both teams were going to be bummed out with a friggin' tie at 3-3. It's just
– God.
Wow. So anyway, Dolphins sitting back watching this crap show yesterday, and the Bills do pull out their game with the Browns and look like a home game for the Buffalo Bills. They had The mafia was there, man. The Bills mafia travels. Those guys are about as passionate of fans as we have right now. I'm not saying it's the biggest fan base. I'm not saying that.
No, but we talked about it before the end of last week. Like, oh, man, this is so late to move the game. How are they going to sell tickets? What's going to end up happening here? 50,000 plus tickets.
Yeah, I don't know how many were actually Bills fans.
Right, but they sold a lot of tickets for that game.
The bottom line is they sold 56,000 for that game on very short notice. Very short. We'll be there. Okay, yeah. So anyway, the Bills like it so much, they're going to play there again. This actually, nobody likes playing this Thursday game, and nobody likes playing on Thanksgiving. No one. But if you're going to play, you want to do it like the Bills.
Smart move.
And they're going to be home on the, which I think with their passing game and what they do, it should be a benefit. But now they're going to be the road team playing against a really good offense in the Detroit Lions, a really good offense. The defense, I don't want to get carried away yet about that, but we'll see what happens because this can be fun, man. Who would have ever thought right now the AFC East from top to bottom, and I'm not taking anything away from the NFC East because Washington's now over 500 too, and Philly at the top with one loss as they have the most wins for a division, but the AFC East, what a great story with the Dolphins and Bills at 7-3 and the Patriots and Jets at 6-4. Didn't some of you people tell me don't read into the Patriots too much? They're really bad.
6-4.
6-4.
Sixth seed in the AFC right now.
6-4 and own the New York Jets. They have beaten them. This is amazing. In today's game, 14 straight wins. Whew, man, 14 straight wins. And on top of that, the ways you continue to lose games and special teams. That, folks, we may never see that again at the end of a game. That may not happen
again.
We
have.
Huh?
You have seen this.
No, I know what you're going back
Philadelphia
to.
Philadelphia and New York.
No, I know. You're going back to my Golden Bear receiver right. Returner, but no.
Deshaun.
No. No, not for an only touchdown in the game being the last touchdown.
Well, right.
And see, I got you a little, but I went a step further, kind of cut you off on that. And by the way, 100% stolen. I didn't think of that. I read that before I came in. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely stole that one. And by the way, I haven't said anything this morning, but I want to do congratulations to all the teams moving on now to the third round of the high school football playoffs. Two games come to mind. I'm not taking. We'll get into it later in the week. We'll have Larry Bluestein on Wednesday, and we'll talk about the games coming up and stuff. But my hat, and it's a large hat when I wear it, my hat goes off to Northwestern High School for giving Central all they could handle and having a chance to win that game when Central is playing for a national championship right now. They're hard to get. Central is playing for a national championship, and Northwestern, unbelievable, huge crowd at Trask Powell, put extra seats in there for these two schools. When they're like this and the pride of Northwestern to show up and play like that against Central, just an amazing thing. And the other team, Ely, who has been terrible, won one game last year, beat Dillard to move on to the third round of the playoffs. So, Ely High School, we know where you are, my man. We know where you are up there right off 95. We see you. We see the back of that stadium. They now have to play St. Thomas, but what a great run for Ely. 1-9 to 10-0.
It's a hell of a turnaround.
And beat Dillard 19-14. Dillard's loaded. Their only loss is against the top three teams in South Florida who all happen to be ranked in the top 10 in the country. So just wanted to shout out, and by the way, if I didn't say your school, don't take it personally. I know there was a lot of other wins and stuff, but those two, just wanted to give them an early shout out here this morning before this week the big boys play. Matter of fact, I think I saw
look at
Cardinal
that
Gibbons right. Is getting ready to play American Heritage Plantation.
Oof.
Now, they played once, and it wasn't pretty. American Heritage Plantation is really, really good. They are They're right there. And it's just too bad there's so many good teams this year. Their one loss is a real close one to Chaminade. But anyway, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff. Great stuff going on here. Rough one, though, for the Heat and the Panthers yesterday. The Heat shorthanded. My God, man. They can't afford to have their best players missing. Tyler Herro's now missed 7 games. And I think they sent Jimmy Butler home to get ready.
They did.
Said, hey, skip the Minnesota game. We want to get you back and ready to go and get this thing turned around. So hopefully they can get a win against Minnesota tonight. But 6 straight road losses for the Miami Heat. And last night was a butt-kicking, short-handed butt-kicking for sure. So we'll have a lot more stuff that we'll jump on. But first, before we go to break, I do like talking about Nasseria. I do, because they're fantastic. Their programs. Man, I got so many goodies to tell you about. Boy, just for so many things. I don't know. It's been 2 or 3 months now, 4 months. Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nasseria Health got my blood work done. Met with one of the best doctors in the business. He is fantastic. He really is. Got the blood work done. He says, all right, let's go through your goals. What do you want to get done? I said, man, I'd like to lose some weight. I want more energy. I'm so tired of being tired all the friggin' time. And honestly, I'd like a little sexual lift as well. Always good, man. You never know. I want to be able to roll when it's time. And I'll tell you what, they do it for you. Doc puts you on a program. It works. You get great results within, you know, it took me about a month. But, man, I just feel, and then being able to talk to them when you need to talk about something, make an adjustment or anything else. And they've got a bunch of great programs for you. They really do. To help you. Whatever your goals are in life, just to get the most out of the fourth quarter of life. Maybe for you it's in the 40s, 50s. I'm in my 60s, but I want to enjoy life to the max. And I'll tell you what, Nasseria is doing it for me, man. Call the folks at Nasseria Health today, seriously. 786-305-6337. At 786-305-6337. Now, I just want to tell you this about Nasseria. Nasseria and the doctor are going to do it the safe way, the way that you'll get the best results, but you're doing it with a medical doctor that knows what the hell he's doing. That's the most important thing. 786-305-6337. Find out about all the great programs. Go to MyNasseria.com to learn more and tell them Joe sent you. All right, welcome back here on a Monday morning. And again, whether your teams are playing well or they're not, or they were off, we want to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving coming up here on this short week for us. I only speak for us. Some of you might have to do a little extra work here. And, of course, this thing's worked out really well. And I'm being super selfish here. This Dolphins schedule, first of all, after Thanksgiving, I couldn't have handpicked a better team coming out of the bye week than playing the Texans. I'll start with that. Then I go to California. Oh, Northern California.
That's right.
So I am going home to check on my parents for a couple of days there and stuff. But then you've got Christmas. Oh, you got a game. Yeah, you got a game against the Green Bay Packers at home.
Right.
I mean,
nice.
This thing.
That's nice.
This thing has worked out. By the way, all of a sudden, that Green Bay game, a year ago, if I would have told everybody, hey, I see the schedule coming out, Green Bay at home with Aaron Rodgers, you were like, that's going to be a tough one. Now you're looking at the way another team that can't score points, we might as well do the teams that can't score points. You feel pretty good about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Right now,
coming here and playing and getting after that team, which is really, really struggled. Speaking of big upsets yesterday for me, it wasn't the Lions beating the Giants. It wasn't, because I think the Giants they've been able to overcome. It's not a perfect roster. It's a great story. They're off to a great start. The Cowboys pounding the Vikings at Minnesota 40-3. Cousins got sacked 7 times. I don't know what's going to happen in this NFC or AFC as far as that goes.
But were you buying the Vikings before that, even at 8-1?
No.
To go to the
they kept winning.
Super Bowl, right.
Yeah, they win in the fourth quarter. They find a zillion different ways to win the fourth quarter. They were dead to rights against Buffalo. I mean, to me, after that loss, I was kind of curious to see what was going to happen going forward after you lose a game. That's a crushing blow. And they've had a few of those, Buffalo, but they bounced back and got a nice win yesterday. But
how about the Cowboys? You buying the Cowboys? Can they come out of the NFC?
I buy that defense.
The offense played pretty well yesterday, too.
They run the ball well.
Yep.
Got enough of a passing game. Quarterback, just Dak Prescott, hasn't really lived up to what I think everybody thought he was going to be. But they're about – yeah, they got a chance. That's a good roster. I'm going to be rooting really hard against them.
Right, of course.
Not to get there. Mm. Not to get there.
What about the Eagles yesterday?
Oh, I got to tell you, that's the other thing. The Eagles, all of a sudden, they don't.
I thought they were going to lose two in a row.
I give them credit. They made all the plays at the end of that game to win. That's a really good – and they played at Indy to get that win yesterday. That's a hell of a win at the end. But the other thing, the only thing I'm worried about is that guy running the ball at the end of the game. Mm. That's all I'm worried about is a draw. He's going to run the football. He's a big guy. He's running. You act like you were shocked. I don't know, man. I'm doing the second guest special on some of the coordinators yesterday and calling plays because I know it's not easy. I know play calling's not easy and getting the right play and trying to run the clock and get first downs at the end of the game to run the clock out. And, man, I just saw teams struggling to get first downs yesterday. And everybody gets conservative on their play.
I don't know why.
Well, so I do understand why because somebody's sitting there with a couple of timeouts you're playing against. So you want them to use those timeouts, and then you got to get an extra first down, and that'll wipe out the last 2 minutes of the game. But the next thing I know, you don't get a first down, and they use their timeouts, and the clock moves like 12 seconds or 15 seconds for a possession, and you give the ball right back. Mm. Hell, we've done that. So just a little frustrating. Saturday – Zach, I don't know how much football you had a chance to watch on Saturday. I know you got a little one, but TCU and Michigan
saw both
almost at the same time kick last second field goals on their comebacks.
TCU to one to me was the
TCU.
The wild one. It was wild.
I don't know if when I saw that and they don't. I go they don't have any timeouts left,
yep.
And they set up and kicked that thing with no time left was amazing because. You know, your kicker doesn't have the extra time to do his whole routine. He's got to get out there and just kick it. Michigan's guy's a little different deal. That guy is he might be the best kicker in the country. But anyway, both of them kick winning field goals with no time left. And both two of the four undefeated teams, which, by the way, I'm glad Michigan won because it adds a lot more spice to this week's Ohio State game.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which will be. But, man, I'll tell you, in Tennessee – just whatever chance they had, they just absolutely, if you don't mind me saying this, just pooped the bed. Just
and lost their quarterback now. They're in big trouble.
63 points, Tennessee's defense.
Jeez.
63 points. You're not fifth in the country giving up 63 points. You are just not. So all of a sudden, I can't wait to see what this is looking like, but I do know USC and UCLA played a friggin' classic of – two teams, and SC gets the win.
That was fun. I got to watch a little bit of that. That was fun to watch.
They're going to move up. Well, listen, that's old Pac. That's old Pac-12 open football, and let's go. He's done a good job out of USC. Those guys have learned how to win, even when they don't look great defensively, and so that was that was fun.
By the way, the announcers, maybe I guess you could do it, but going a little too far saying Caleb Williams could be the next Pat Mahomes.
Listen, man, that's what we get.
Just the way he plays.
I know, but how many times can you go, reminds me of?
Yeah.
The other day.
He had a good game.
Jefferson makes a great catch against Buffalo, and they call him Jerry Rice.
Right.
And I'm like.
It wasn't Jerry Rice this week.
You can't do that. Yeah. By the way, for all those numbers that they were bragging about, he's going to get to 2,000 yards.
Not after
he got a little humble pie.
Oh, the whole offense is terrible, but he had a game, man. What do you have, three catches?
Oh, 33 yards. He didn't do much, but. Yeah, that will tip that off a little bit for sure. So anyway, we had a lot of fun yesterday. The NFL was fun to watch and sit home on a. I'm jealous for those of you that are able to sit home and watch the NFL. Man, that is uh, that was fun to watch. And all those highlights coming in and watching your favorite games and everything else. We're going to have Mario Cristobal coming up at 9:30 this morning to talk a little bit about the 40-10 loss to Clemson and the bad numbers offensively. Ask him about Josh Gattis. Talk about his roster right now. Who's going to start a quarterback here in this last game? One game left. Do you even want to play in a bowl game? We'll ask Coach about all that stuff coming up here as try to figure things out. But one thing about it, it's clear they do not have enough talent. I see some more guys have decided. What I see, Franklin from Chaminade, right, is the running back, has decided he's going to hit the transfer portal. And there'll be some more. There'll be a lot more. I don't know how many guys will stick around just because there's one game left to get a little more practice or to hang out. But that thing, and I'll say it again, it's going to be 20-plus guys leaving this program. 20 to 25 players will leave this Miami Hurricane program. And don't think it's just one way. I just want to let you know, don't go, oh, my God, players are leaving. It will be mutual. Matter of fact, in some cases, it'll be the coach saying, you'll never play for me here. It's probably a good time for you to hit the transfer portal and find a home where you can play because you can't play for the Miami Hurricanes. That's what it's going to look like.
Got to mold the team.
So we'll see. And we'll ask Coach about transfer portal, too, and how big that is compared to high school recruiting. So all that stuff's coming up at 9:30. We'll take a quick break. We have a lot more stuff to get to. 9 o'clock hour is coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida and their sports medicine program. Man, is it good. Wow. You put together a bunch of really good doctors, and all of a sudden you get ridden up as being one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And Baptist Health South Florida is getting bigger and better every day. Got a brand new facility going up at Hard Rock. Should be done early next year. Got a brand new facility in Broward now, right off 595 in Pine Island. Dr. Swartzen and all the doctors up there. But people ask me all the time, where do the pros go, Joe? And I said, man, I'm glad you asked. Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins all have one thing in common. They trust those great doctors to travel with them. They make decisions from those doctors. A lot of the operations are done by those doctors because they have some of the top specialists in the country. They've recruited to South Florida for the knee, any kind of knee surgery, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, all the injuries that you and your family in team and individual sports deal with. And let's be honest, the more you play sports, the more chances there are that you're probably going to get hurt at some point. It is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida here to back you up with great doctors, and not just great doctors, but great in-house physical therapists as well. We're doing it all here in South Florida. Broward right off Pine Island, don't forget, in 595, got the new facility. Got a brand new facility right there coming up at Hard Rock. And, of course, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, one of the best facilities we have here in South Florida. So the next time you have any kind of problem, just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Get you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.